And speaking of Glass Days, John Boggs is with us this morning for the Glass Days activities, a special Breakfast Club broadcast coming to you from the Christie's Family Restaurant over in Dunkirk. John, take it away.
All right, Rob. We've got a big group here. We've got with us right now, we got Roberta Geringer and Dan Watson. Roberta, when I first got here, they told me you were out walking up and down the Midway already.
That's right. I've been out there.
Have you?
Yep.
And the big day for Dunkirk.
It's a big day for Dunkirk. The first day is always the big one.
What is the first activity that will kick off the Glass Days today?
The first thing tonight is the Queen.
Okay, the Queen Contest.
A Queen Contest.
And I know Rob just mentioned that a few minutes ago. Mm-hmm. That's at 8 p.m. on the main stage?
That's correct, yes. That's right. Down beautiful downtown Dunkirk.
Okay. And Dan, of course, Christie's is the hub of activity on in mornings,
place.
Yeah.
For sure, yes.
We've already solved all the world problems here with the group out front.
That group out front knows everything.
Yes, they do.
Just ask them.
As Mayor Dunkirk, tell us a little bit about what Glass Days means to the community.
Well, I think Glass Days, basically, that's our heritage. That's where, you know, that's what built Dunkirk, was the glass industry and the gas boom back in the years. And, you know, growing up as a kid back in the 60s living in Dunkirk, I remember Glass Days. I mean, it's just always been, it's been the same. I mean, you know, it's important to Dunkirk. It's our festival, basically, and, you know, it's what Dunkirk's all about.
After, 46 years now, the festival, is it any bigger? How's it changed and evolved over the years?
Probably, I don't know. I guess there's probably not as much of a glass presence as there used to be. But, you know, it's like I said, it's a festival. People gather. There's a lot of people that we don't see, you know, see on a regular basis that you maybe only see once a year at Glass Days. It brings a lot of people into town, a lot of people, you know, that, you know, they get together.
Well, I know the theme for this year's Glass Days is the town that glass built. And years ago, there was many more than just one factory.
Oh, exactly.
In town.
Yes.
When Glass Days started, how many factories were operating then? Was it one or two?
I think just the two. Indiana Glass and, well, let's see, who would have been back then? Roberta, would have been Kerr, or would have been Hart Glass?
Armstrong.
When they started? Armstrong?
I think it was Armstrong's. Okay. When they started.
I remember I came in the late 70s. I was living in Bloomington at the time, but I came in the late 70s, and where the depot is.
Yes.
Incredible. I guess it's a flea market. Everybody's selling their, mm-hmm, their collectible glass and whatever. Does that happen now?
We haven't done that for a couple, 3 years. We brought in any antique pieces that anyone had, and, uh-huh, and then we just played them out at the bank. And that's interesting, because there's pieces I had never seen.
Yeah.
I thought I'd been around since Hart Glass.
I know we're going to be talking with Blake and Alicia from the Glass Museum in a little bit, but my grandfather was a glass blower.
Oh, really?
And, of course, when I walked around, it really intrigued me to see all the different pieces. I understand there's going to be a glass blower here. Matt Kenyon, is that it?
Yes, we're
and
planning on him.
Okay, he's going to be here on Saturday then. And mm-hmm, I think Mr. Reif told us he was going to be out on the parking lot here by Fuqua's.
We hope so, yes.
We hope so. I know he was scheduled to be here last year, but he had a little incident. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. Somebody lifted some of his equipment, I guess.
Yeah, and he didn't have equipment to come up here. Well, Roberta, I know you've got a lot to do today, and I'm sorry to take you away from your duties, but I want to make sure you were one of our first guests to kick off the Glass Days broadcast. So we're going to let you go. We're going to come back, and we're going to have Chuck and Bill here for a few minutes and hear a little bit about Gaunt Jewelry and what's happening 49 steps south of the stoplight.
Okay, thank you very much for having us.
We'll go back to Rob right now.